So we are up to Perek Chet, the eighth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva over here in the Rambam. And interestingly enough, we're up to talking about what happens after a person passes away. So there's two options, right? There's either Olam Haba, right, the world to come, or not. And the Rambam uses, as we've been discussing, very kind of strict black and white imagery, but he doesn't always mean that, and we have to delve deeper, and we've kind of just been glazing over the literal interpretation, so there is a lot more here that we can discuss, but because of the limited time, we'll only just graze through it briefly. So the beginning of chapter 8, he says as follows, Halacha Aleph, Hatova Hatzuna LaTzadikim, those who are righteous, there is a good thing waiting for them. What is this good thing waiting for them at the end of their life? Chayu Olam Haba, right, that is the world to come that's waiting for them. V'hi HaChayim She'in Maves, and this is a life that does not have any death, imahen with it, v'hatova she'in imara, and there's only good in this time, and there's no bad whatsoever. So the Rambam quotes a pasuk, a verse that he says is talking about Olam Haba. And so, how do we understand this verse? So mishpi hashmua, we understand lamdu that this pasuk means leman yitav l'cha the olam shaklu tov. Right. So Olam Haba, the world to come, is only good in this world. The ha'arach le'yamim, and the fact that the verse says that you'll have lengthened days. What does that mean? Well, the olam shaklu arach. Right. You have a really long life because there is no death in the world to come. It is just an eternal life. V'zehu Olam Haba, and this verse is talking about the world to come. So he says, "Sechara tzadikim he." So those who are totally righteous, she is kulo noam zed. They get the merit to be in this pleasant, amazing pleasantness, v'yu b'tovazu, and this amazing goodness. Uparon harasham. But those who are totally wicked, who wouldn't have a single good deed in their entire life. So what happens with these people? Hu shalog yiskulo chayim elu ela yikarsu v'yamosu. So these people don't have any world to come. They just get nothing. V'kol mi she'ino zocheh lechayim, and all those who do not merit this world, the world to come, elu hu hamish eino chay leolam elenichras birisho va'aved kebehima. So those people who again had no single good deeds to their life and they were totally wicked, so they'll just be wiped off and just totally forgotten. V'zeu kares haksuva b'torah shenamar hakares tikares hanefesh ahi. When the Torah says you'll get kares, you'll be wiped off. So that's what it's referring to, those who are totally wicked, that they're totally wiped off. Mipi Shmuel amdu hakares b'olam hazet tikares b'olam haba. And we have another further teaching that not only are those who are totally wicked that they're wiped off in this world, but they're also wiped off for the world to come, that they receive no reward in the world to come. Komar she'osah ha'nefesh she'pir shem en aguf, meaning that once this totally wicked person passes away and their soul leaves their body, ba'olam hazeh, in this world, eino zocheh l'chayim haba, they are also not able to merit the world to come, ela gamin ha'olam haba nechrasas, right? Also, the world to come, they are cut off from, and that they do not receive such a reward. And as we've been saying, we've been trying to make our way through Hilchos Tshuva throughout this entire holiday season. We're up to chapter 8 now, and we only have a few days left of the Mincha Maariv season for our shul, as we kind of stop after the holidays. So we'll try to get as much understanding as we can of the rest of the chapters, but that's the beginning, and really the whole entirety of chapter 8 talks about Olam Haba and what it really means and the Rambam's definition of it. But for now, we'll stop right here, and we'll conclude with